So we have, when that power outage determined the faults, which are like the holes in the ground, where the cables connect together, have a lot of water in them, and that's probably where the major failures occurred. So the things that failed in the last several power outages were faults 2, 3, 7, I believe. That means anything to you? Some people are shaking their head, but yeah, we know where those faults are. They were the ones that matter. So,
just a position on
it. Yeah, what do we have? We have 25 volts. So basically, these high voltage cables with 13,000 volts and a lot of current in them come together in these vaults, and there's boots and connectors on the vault. So if you've ever done wiring, you know, the wires come together and solder. No solder. It's a I'm fine. I'll imagine you can over there, no time. And you put a little boot on it, it's most of the water pieces. When it's underwater, when there's 4 foot of water in the vault, then it doesn't really work so well. So we're going to replace, hopefully, in the first week of May, after school gets out, do one of the vaults. It's about $25,000 to $30,000 a vault. So we're going to So we're going to attack one of the vaults right after school gets out. We're going to pick an exact date, but yeah, we're going to make May 4th and 5th. I'm going to take some feedback from the captain and other government across campus. In fact, I know there's a Board of Trustees Day, but some of you suggested that it would be good for the board to see the issue. So, no, close to that. Worst case scenario, well, best case scenario, is we're going to go into vault number 2, which is not the vault we're going to work on. We're going to go into vault number 2 and take it all apart and rewire it with